Albert, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
I'm great. How you guys doing?
We're doing pretty well. It's been a weird day here, Albert. Like, going back to last night, there was, you know, the rumors of the Trent Williams trade. Then Myles Garrett tweets today that he got punched in the face by a fan. Then we see John Clayton was on The Fan in Pittsburgh saying he heard rumblings that Freddie was going to get fired after six games, and he talked like it's a foregone conclusion that Freddie's gone at the end of the year. What is going on here, Albert?
I don't know. It sounds like total chaos to me. I'm not in Cleveland, so you guys probably speak to that better than I can.
It's crazy. You don't believe that Fred? It was a chance Freddie was going to get fired after the Seattle game.
No,
right?
I mean, I hadn't heard that. I mean, I obviously, you know, respect John Clayton and everything else. I had not heard that. No.
Do you think? Listen, you never know now in the NFL. It used to be crazy to fire a coach after 1 year. But if this season goes really bad for the Browns, do you think Freddie could be fired after one season if they finish 6-10? Something like that.
I mean, I guess you never say never. Here's the thing. And I remember saying this to you guys when we talked about Mike Pettine a few years ago, who I still think is a good football coach. You know, when you commit to a first-year guy who has less experience, I think part of the deal is, all right, like, we're saddling up and we're going to ride out some bumps, and it's going to be a learning process for everybody. You know, there were opportunities to hire guys who'd been in that position before. You know, Josh McDaniels would have been a second chance guy there, but he had been going to Cleveland. I mentioned a couple of college coaches. Matt Campbell would be one who I think would have lined right up for that job, you know. And it's, you know, when you hire somebody who doesn't have the experience of having been a head coach before, there's going to be a learning curve. And so to me, like, you know, when they fired Mike Pettine after 2 years, but that's sort of an indictment in the organization. And I think if you were to move on Freddie after 1 year, it would absolutely be an indictment on the organization and the process they went through in picking the coach, especially when you consider everything that's happened there, right? Like, and everything that they've done, the roster they put together, they knew that there were the holes in the offensive line. They knew that there was the depth issue. And they knew that they were bringing big personalities in, and you'd have to manage that. You know, when John Dorsey did that in the past and took risks in Kansas City, he had Andy Reid, who's been a head coach for over 20 years. And so, this is a complicated situation to begin with. I think the idea that they might stumble a little bit out of the gate was always on the table. And no one, I think, should be completely surprised that it hasn't looked perfect, you know, to this point. Now, that said, you know, if you feel like you made a mistake, you feel like you made a mistake. But I think moving on from based on all the circumstances, if you're moving on from Freddie after 1 year, I mean, I think it's an indictment on a lot of people other than just Freddie.
Yeah, I wonder with the John Dorsey timeline, right? Because he's connected to his two big swings right now is Freddie Kitchens and Baker Mayfield. So, like, he has to find a way to get both those on the same page awfully fast. Is there a way where, you know, you wake up a year or 2 years from now and John Dorsey realizes, hey, it didn't go the way he expected, and, oh, crap, I got to figure something out now?
So you're saying like a year or two down the line from now?
Yeah, like if he doesn't do anything after this season, then he's got to play with a totally new timeline, right? Like he's got to be almost pot committed to the two of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, honestly, like, yeah, I think there are a couple of things that sort of, I think, have changed the timeline for all these NFL teams who are in these situations, okay? Number one, just like the way that the coaches are being paid now, the money that's coming in from television, we're seeing guys cycle through faster and faster. And I think social media, to be honest with you, is sort of played into that and everything else. So, you know, I think I just put it this way. Things can get toxic faster than they used to because of a lot of the outside forces.
Yeah.
The second piece of this, and I think this is an important piece, is while you've got that quarterback on that rookie contract, you've got an ability to be more aggressive because of all the salary cap space that you have that'll, you know, eventually, if things go right, be committed to that quarterback. And so you have the rookie year, and then after that you go into about a 3-year window where it's, all right, like now we can really roll the dice. Now we can really get aggressive. Now we can do some of the things that maybe, you know, most teams can't do. And, you know, you see, you know, the Eagles, you know, ride that to a Super Bowl. You see the Rams ride that to the Super Bowl while those guys were on rookie contract. The pressure on every other team to operate that way and to win while the quarterback's still young. In a certain way, it's sort of counterintuitive because you think of it like, you know, the quarterback position is so difficult to play and guys need time to develop. But because you've got this advantage while they're young, there's pressure on them to perform right away. And so I think all of that's at work and all of that can play into a coach's job security.
We're talking with Albert Breer, a Monday morning quarterback. Albert, let's talk specifically about Trent Williams. So yesterday, one of our local reporters said, hey, the Browns are getting Trent Williams. And then there was a report out of Washington that the Redskins are, you know, not trading Trent Williams. And why they wouldn't, I don't know. But John Dorsey admitted he's spoken to Bruce Allen, said it had to, you need two to tango. What do you believe, what do you know about any possibility, whether he gets traded to the Browns or anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, I know the Browns have inquired. I know other teams have inquired. And I would just tell you this. The asking price isn't high because there's no asking price. Like, the teams that I know of, at least, that have approached the Redskins about Trent Williams have come away with flat notes and have been stonewalled at the when they've gone to Washington on this. So, look, the Redskins have been adamant they're not trading him. You know, they still have him under contract for another year beyond this year. I just think it's gotten personal and nasty because it's involved the team's medical staff, and it's not just a cancer scare. There's also the question of how a shoulder injury from a couple of years ago was handled. And so, you know, I think as of right now, the Redskins are going to hold firm. I think there's a chance they trade him in the offseason. Like, when we get to January, I think that maybe that's in play. But as for right now, they've held firm. And again, a lot of things can change. And over the next 13 days, maybe something does. Maybe somebody comes to them with a godfather offer. But my understanding right now, I've heard this stuff about, you know, like, well, the asking price is so high. There is no asking price. Like, teams that have gone to them have just gotten a flat no. The Redskins aren't telling anybody what they want because, you know, they're just not even getting to that point. And so, you know, again, like, maybe you can go to them with something a week from now and their tune will change. I can just tell you where it's been. And where it's been at this point is nowhere on trading Trent Williams.
Now, you mentioned the godfather offer. What is that godfather offer for you?
Well, we've seen it, right? Like, I mean, I think that the way the NFL works now, you're seeing more of those godfather-type offers. Laremy Tunsil, two first-rounders and a second. Jalen Ramsey, two first-rounders and a fourth. Odell Beckham, a first-rounder and a third. We're seeing all of these, you know, superstar core-type players that are getting moved, you know, ahead of the end of their contracts, or even in Odell's case, in the middle of a contract, with other teams willing to give up high-end draft capital to go and get them. And so, I mean, look, they're not, again, like, I think if they were even to think about moving them, you would have to get into the neighborhood of what those players brought their teams. And what every one of those guys that I mentioned brought back for their teams was a first-rounder plus something else. Even Minkah Fitzpatrick, who's a good player, even he brought back a first-rounder plus something else. It's just sort of the price of doing business on the high end of the trade market right now.
Albert, so the Dolphins have already traded their left tackle. The Redskins may not trade their left tackle. The Bengals' offensive line, the other team that's really terrible, it stinks.
Yep.
However, Cordy Glenn at one point was good. He's been out the whole season. He was cleared to practice today. Could he have a market? Apparently, they don't want to trade A.J. Green. Where is his play at? And would the Browns or anybody be interested in him?
Yeah, the Bengals' history has always been not to trade guys.
Yeah.
And, like, even when they're really bad, not to conduct a fire sale. And I don't have any reason to believe that they're going to change that. And one of the main reasons why, Bull, is because they want to allow for Zach Taylor to build a foundation there. And they want to allow for him maybe to get a couple wins in the back end of the season and start building 2020. And it'll become more difficult to do that if they trade away players. Now, I'm not saying they won't trade anybody, because I think maybe somebody like Kyle Reifert, who you move him on the roster, you give a young kid they like a Drew Sample, more opportunity. So maybe they make a move like that. But as for, like, the core guys that our teams would be interested in, you know, and I'm looking at, like you said, A.J. Green, Geno Atkins, Carlos Dunlap, they're going to get calls on those guys. I don't think they're going to move them. I think the more realistic teams to deal with right now are teams like Atlanta or Denver that had high expectations coming into the season, that have guys in contract years where it might make sense for them to, you know, go back and get something for a guy that might not be there in 2020. I just don't see it happening with Cincinnati based on their history. Maybe they reverse course, but every indication I've gotten from teams that have dealt with them is that They're hardly in the sort of mindset right now to sell off everything.
Any chance the Panthers trade Cam Newton?
I doubt it. I doubt it. I mean, I look, you know, my understanding of that is that they sort of resolved to not even discuss it.
Right.
Discuss what they're going to do at quarterback until Cam Newton's 100% healthy, because they don't want to repeat what happened the first time when, you know, maybe they put him out there a little bit too early and things went haywire. So they love the way Kyle Allen's played. And because Kyle Allen's healthy and because he's young, they've been able to sort of do some different things on offense. Like, they don't have to be cautious of running him the way they've got to be cautious. They had to be cautious running Cam Newton. And he's been able to kind of get more guys involved in the offense. And I think that the idea now is just to ride the wave of Kyle Allen, and they'll deal with Cam Newton and that decision whenever Cam Newton's 100% healthy, which, you know, they hope is soon. But, you know, they don't know because the foot's sort of a tricky thing.
Albert, good stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.